Dreamscape presents Chasing the Runaway Bride by Susan Meyer, narrated by Lydia Dornay. Chapter 1. Piper O'Reilly watched a silver-gray Chevy Silverado pull into the parking lot of Health Aid Pharmacy, the drugstore she managed in the small town of Harmony Hills, Pennsylvania. A tall man climbed out. His shirt displayed broad shoulders and tight abs. His jeans all but caressed his perfect butt. His close-cut black hair and the way he carried himself, his shoulders back, his movements smooth and efficient, reminded her of someone in the military. He reached into his truck, pulled out a black cowboy hat, and plopped it on his head. Wow. Just wow. He had all the makings of the man of her dreams. She stopped that thought, stomped it out with the fervor of a woman determined not to make the same mistake three times. The absolute last thing in the world she wanted was to notice another man. 3 short months ago, she'd left her second groom at the altar. She'd gotten halfway down the aisle to marry Ronnie Nelson, but just like with Tom Leshinsky, the first guy she'd ditched, she'd known, just known, there was more to love than what she felt for her groom. And she'd bolted. Again. The cowboy walked up to the glass door, his head down as if he were deep in thought, and pulled it open. Of course, when he looked up, he saw her standing there in the middle of the aisle like an idiot. His dark brown eyes crinkled at the corners as his full lips lifted into a warm smile.
Morning, darling.
Oh, Lord help her. Where did a man get a voice like that, with a Western drawl that trickled down her spine and sent goosebumps to her toes? The kind of chill bumps she'd never felt in any of her relationships. The kind of chill bumps that explained why she couldn't marry either of her previous grooms. The kind of chill bumps that made her wish that once, just once, she could be with the man who made her shiver.
Can you point me in the direction of the cards?
Cards?
Wedding cards.
His voice was as smooth as velvet. His smile probably dropped women's panties from 30 feet. He wouldn't be the kind to settle down. He didn't have to. Piper's inner good girl shook her head. Was that what she really wanted? A sexy man who couldn't settle down? Sounded like a heartbreak waiting to happen, which explained why she always...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?